Now the news, I'm Tianyu. A senior Chinese official has delivered a message by Chinese President Xi Jinping at the opening ceremony of the CMG Forum in Beijing. Head Huang Kunming of the Publicity Department of the Communist Party of China Central Committee says the congratulatory letter by President Xi demonstrated China's determination of hosting a successful Winter Olympic Games and expressed expectations for media organizations to honor the Olympic spirit and promote the development of Winter Olympic sports. The official also says China is ready to provide comprehensive and efficient services to media organizations from around the world. Representatives from 145 media outlets in 78 countries and regions are attending the CMG Forum themed Together for a High-Tech Winter Olympics. The president of the International Olympic Committee has addressed the CMG Forum and thanked China Media Group along with other media outlets for their cooperation with the IOC. Thomas Bach highlighted the roles of technology in presenting the Olympic Games.
Already before the pandemic, digitalization was changing the Olympic Games in profound ways. Beijing 2022 will deepen this trend of engaging more people more digitally than before. Also in this respect, the media and broadcasters are essential. Putting the latest technology into practice in your Olympic coverage.
China Media Group President Shen Haisheng says CMG is willing to work with the IOC and its global partners to open a new chapter in Olympic history with a splendid Winter Games in Beijing. A batch of emergency aid materials sent from the Chinese embassy in Fiji has arrived in Tonga. The supplies worth 1 million yuan or around $160,000 include food, water, medical gear and water pumps. A worker at the port in Nuku'alofa waiting for the shipment says they are grateful for the help and friendship of the Chinese people. Authorities in Peru have reported a second oil spill of 8 barrels of crude occurring in the same location where another spill took place over a week ago. However, the Spanish oil company that owns and runs the Repsol refinery denied it. Peru's Office of Environmental Evaluation and Supervision indicated it will launch an investigation into the second spill to determine its root cause. A tanker dropped its cargo while offloading due to surging waves resulting from the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga, resulting in a spill of 6,000 gallons of oil and prompting Peru to declare an environmental emergency. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has refused to resign ahead of the expected release of findings of an official inquiry into parties that allegedly took place during COVID-19 lockdowns. Johnson earlier apologized for attending a Downing Street garden party in May 2020 during the country's first COVID-19 lockdown. London Metropolitan Police has launched an investigation into a number of events in the past 2 years in relation to potential breaches of COVID-19 regulations, citing deep public concern. Envoys from Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France have met in Paris to discuss ways of ending the conflict in Ukraine. Ryan Thompson reports.
There is signs that potentially there could be a degree of an initial breakthrough in terms of finding a path towards peace. The European Union really sees these Normandy format talks as the way out of this crisis and the solution for them because it keeps European interests paramount. But in Moscow, there is concern that European involvement in this process could actually prolong the timing, meaning it would take much longer to actually reach a resolution because European countries seem to be a bit fragmented in terms of the question of sanctions or what outcome they would like to get out of this. Sergei Lavrov speaking earlier, the Russian foreign minister, saying that they need constructive answers very soon. Diplomats are crossing their fingers that they will return to this negotiating table and potentially reach a consensus.
A report by Brand Finance has listed Chinese companies among the world's strongest and fastest growing brands. Apps including WeChat and TikTok, carmaker BYD, and tech company Huawei are among those that made it to the British consultancy's Global 500 2022 report. It recognized these companies for their all-encompassing services, resilience to the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as efforts in research and development. China will push for the high-quality implementation of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. A guideline from the government says the country will align the opportunities provided by the trade pact with local development strategies and help enterprises adapt to a more open and competitive environment. And that's the news. I'm Tianyu.